Last summer, I attended a conference with the Center for Judaic Christian Studies. Discovering the Hebraic roots of the Christian faith is one of my passions. The weekend was amazing, even though it was much like drinking out of a fire hydrant. I learned so much from many wonderful speakers. However, the most impactful moment occurred on my drive home. Before I get to that, I need to rewind to the last speaker of the conference. James Whitman, the president of JC Studies, challenged us to consider Scripture from Jesus' perspective. To ask ourselves, what did this mean to Jesus? James even gave us homework to consider that question throughout the Lord's Prayer. We looked at forgive us our sins as an example. Jesus did not sin, yet he identified himself with us. He humbled himself to human status and took on our burdens. During the long drive home, it dawned on me that I could start the Lord's Prayer homework as I knew the prayer by heart. Trying to consider Scripture from Jesus' perspective seemed a daunting task, so I prayed first, asking for the Lord's insight. When I felt I had prepared my heart and mind, I recited the first line, Our Father. Boom! That's as far as I got. I considered those two words for at least 2 hours. How crazy is that? I'd love for you to join me in this profound experience. It truly was a deeply meaningful experience, even though it all happened in my mind as I was driving down the road. It wasn't a dream or a vision, but just thinking and considering a subject. I took the prayer one word at a time. It begins with our. I could picture Jesus next to me, relating with me. We were together. It was an experience of unity. However, it was more than unity. There was a sense of equality, or we're in this together. Jesus was leveling with me. He was identifying with me at my level. I am incapable of identifying with him at his level. We are not equal, yet he came and met me where I was. I don't have a big brother, but I imagine the feeling to be similar to a much-admired big brother putting his arm around me. The next word stopped me in my tracks. Father. It was as if in that moment, Jesus sat beside me, put his arm around me, pointed to God, and with admiration stated, That's our dad. There was a profound camaraderie in that moment. It was a taste of the Lord I had never tasted before, and oh, did I savor it. Just like tasting something delicious, the flavor continued to develop. This experience was personal, between Jesus and I. After a time, it transformed into a collective experience. No longer was it just Jesus and I sitting next to each other. It was as if the camera zoomed out and there was a room of people. Jesus came alongside each person saying, That's our dad. However, he never left me. In fact, I was right there with him too, joining on the other side of the person. Together, we were saying, That's our dad. It was an overwhelmingly inclusive experience. Finally, it was as if the supernatural lens was taken off the camera. Jesus was no longer visible, but his presence was tangible. I found myself taking a seat next to numerous people, leaning in and saying, That's our dad. I sat by all kinds of people. People I knew and didn't know, some similar, some very different, some friends and others with disagreements. It was just like the saying, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose family. I felt encouraged to go out and pull my Christian brothers and sisters close while saying, That's our dad. With that, our differences and conflicts melted away. Our eyes were not on ourselves anymore. We were looking to our Father, who pulls us close and unites us. We just celebrated Father's Day. This week, celebrate your Heavenly Father. pull a few brothers and sisters close, share something special that God has done, and say, "That's our dad." We are all in this together, both now and throughout eternity.